How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Good.
Okay.
How are you?
Good, thanks, sir.
What happened?
I just stopped short.
Give me nine. We're in a gift car. Okay.
Your phone too close, or what?
Oh, you didn't notice that he was so close?
I just assumed he was going straight, and I just was going to turn left, and he just didn't run.
Okay. What's your name?
Pat Davis.
Okay. I can smell some alcoholic beverage smell coming from your breath. Have you consumed any alcohol tonight?
No, but it's mouthwash, which I assume you smell because I assumed I was going home for a date. So, and you can see the mouthwash in the
door. Where is it at?
You're welcome to open it. It's in the door handle. It's in the left hand there.
Oh, that's right. Where are you coming from tonight, Mr. Davis?
Friend's house.
Okay, and where are you headed?
Just to my house, which is just down here, like Carlisle and Simpson.
Okay. Is your speech usually slurred?
No, but I have a southern accent, so I was a cop for 10 years, and here it sounds like it sounds slurred.
As soon as I said that, okay. But your speech is not slurred.
It sounds a little different than what we have here. And so,
okay.
You don't excuse me.
Mr. Davis, is it okay with you if I have you submit to standardized field sobriety test?
Yeah. Do him? No, do your job.
Okay. Will you mind coming right to the back of your vehicle for me? Can you kill your front? The favor, stand right there for me with the light this?
Sure.
Turn around, face me. Mr. Davis, do you have any type of medical condition on your eyes?
No.
Have you ever been diagnosed with natural nystagmus on your eyes?
No.
Have you ever had any type of head trauma?
No.
Are you wearing contacts or anything like that?
I am wearing contacts, but it doesn't affect what you're doing.
Okay. Are you eating or chewing anything right now?
No.
Will you man up with your mouth for me? Okay. So what I need you to do, okay, I need you to put both feet together. Make sure they're touching each other.
They are.
Keep your hands and arms down to your side. Right here, right next to you. And just follow the tip of my finger with your eyes only without moving your head, okay? Can you see it?
Yes.
Just follow with your eyes only without moving your head, okay? Don't move your head. Your eyes only, please. Don't move your head. Keep your head straight. There you go. Follow your eyes only without moving your head. There you go. Davis, do you have any type of medical condition in your back, legs, anything that will stop you from walking in a straight line?
Only on my knee, but it doesn't affect that.
Anything that will stop you from standing on one leg for a short period of time?
Not that I believe, other than my left knee.
Okay, let's do...
We can do it here, I'll follow your lead.
You want to do it there?
I don't know if that one has a line. Let's do this, just stand right here in front of this.
Sure.
Patrol unit. Here's what we're gonna do, okay? We're gonna imagine there is a straight line on the ground.
Yes, sir.
As I'm painting with my flashlight, about the width of your foot, okay?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yes, sir.
Are absolutely. You comfortable with those shoes?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, need you to place your left foot on that imaginary line.
Okay.
And your right foot directly in front, heel and toes touching. Keep your hands onto your side. Are you okay there?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Hands onto your side. I need you to remain in that position while giving instructions. Do not move until I tell you to do so, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go back to that position for me because it's a very important part of the test.
I'm sorry, yes.
Watch me, okay? Because I'm going to explain it to you and demonstrate it to you, okay?
Okay.
When I tell you to, you're going to take nine heel to toe steps along that imaginary line.
Okay.
At the end of your 9 step, you're gonna turn around, give me small steps, and you're gonna take 9 heel to toe steps back.
Sure.
Okay. Now go back to that position for me because I'm gonna show you how to do it, okay? From that position you're standing right now, you're going to take 1, 2, 3. I took 3 steps, you're gonna take 9. Okay, heel to toe steps. At the end of your 9 step, you're gonna leave your front foot planted on the ground.
Yes, sir.
And with your other foot, you're gonna turn yourself around, give it a small step like this. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And then once you complete the turn, you're gonna take 9 heel to toe steps back along that same line. 1, 2, 3. I took 3 steps each direction. I need you to take 9 heel to toe steps each direction. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
While you're performing the test, I need you to look down to your feet, keep your hands and arms down to your side, and count your steps out loud, okay?
Yes, sir.
And once you begin the test, do not stop until you have completed the test. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any questions for me?
No, sir.
Mr. Davis, do you understand the test?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and begin, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six.
Remember, heel to toe steps.
I'm sorry, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
And then turn.
Turn as I show you. You go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay. Turn around, face me. Put both feet together again.
Yes, sir.
Hands and arms onto your side and remain in that position. I'll give you another set of instructions. Do not move until I tell you to do so. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
When I tell you to, you're gonna raise one of your feet, whichever you want, right or left, completely up to you, okay? Approximately 6 inches off the ground.
Sure.
Do you know how much is 6 inches?
Yes.
Okay, you're gonna raise it like this. Don't raise it yet, okay? I'm gonna show you and explain to you. You're gonna raise it in front of you.
Yes.
Point your toes forward so your foot is parallel to the ground. You see that?
Yes.
Keeping both legs straight, the one you're standing on, the one you're raising. Hands and arms onto your side. You're gonna look at your elevated foot and count by thousands. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. Keep counting up until I tell you to stop.
Sure.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Sir Davis, do you understand the test?
Yes, thank you.
Go ahead and begin, please.
1,001, 1,002, 1,003.
Bring it back up.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
1,004, 1,005, 1,006.
Okay, bring it back up.
1,007, 1,008.
Okay, you can, you're fine. You can just put your foot down. So David, do me a favor and turn around and put your hands behind your back for me. Okay. So your first name is Pat, right?
Yeah.
Mr. Davis, I need you to pay attention to me because I'm gonna read you something very important, okay? Are you listening?
Yeah.
You're under arrest for driving under the influence of intoxicating liquor and or drug. The New Mexican Blind Consent Act requires you to submit to a breath test, a blood test, or both to determine the alcohol or drug content on your blood. After you take one or both of our tests, you have the right to choose an additional independent test. If you choose to take this additional independent test, you will have the reasonable opportunity to arrange for a physician, a licensed nurse, or laboratory technician or technologist who is employed by a hospital or physician of your own choice to perform an additional chemical independent test. The cost of this additional chemical independent test will be paid by the law enforcement agency. Mr. Davis, do you agree to take our test or tests?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.